Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. I hope that you got the day off today. So it's officially, for people who celebrate it, the night before Christmas, and all through the podcast studio, not a creature was stirring except for the pre-recorded videos. Yes. And I can put myself totally, I can forward cast myself into Christmas Eve right now. There I am. Okay. It's Christmas Eve. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth, my friend. And we're on the Inspired Choices Network. My name is Heather. And today, interestingly, we're talking about what is enough. Enough. And I will tell you the thoughts that were going through my head. And it actually didn't have to do with the holiday season. It was, you know, or maybe I was starting to be influenced by it. Let's rethink that. I could have been starting to be influenced by it, because there's this idea in our world that it's like bigger, better, faster, more, more, more. Who remembers, what was that show called? Home Improvements, with the more power. It's like, really? Why? It just always got him into trouble. And if you've ever studied marketing or know how marketing works, it's interesting. If you take one course on marketing, and you will be shocked by what the intentions are. And I'm not saying that selling is bad, by the way, for my friends who are like, but I need to advertise. Yes, you do. Everybody needs to advertise if they have something that they want to offer into the world. But there are advertisements that are designed to tell us that we're not good enough to get us to purchase things. And that's how they get us to buy some of the stuff we don't really need. And then we accumulate possessions, and we accumulate likes, and we accumulate clicks, and we accumulate all these things that are trying to make us feel like we are worthwhile when we already are. There's a recording by Ram Dass. And my brain always goes into, well, that's not everything that I need. But he says, I will paraphrase, along the lines of, all you need to be happy is food and shelter and companionship. And with these three things, food, shelter, and companionship, you can be perfectly happy. And it's all of the additional things that we add on that complicate our lives and make us unsatisfied. So I think about this a lot. And we're in this season right now of whatever you choose to celebrate, because there's lots of things going on. Is Hanukkah still on? I can't remember what the dates are exactly. And Kwanzaa, and if you watch Seinfeld, Festivus. But it's like we've got this glitter and the kids and the expectation, and we feel like we want to slow down, but we don't know how. And we want to feel like enough. Oh, thanks, Danielle. Danielle, my angel in the background. Hanukkah ended on the 22nd. So it's pretty close by. They're always kind of close by. And winter solstice, by the way, pagans celebrate on the 21st, the winter solstice, when we come to the shortest, darkest day of the year. And then things start to get light again. How fabulous is that? So I want you to think about, where are you perhaps not allowing yourself to feel like you're good enough right where you are? And this isn't to say, this isn't to, you know, mess with your season or anything. So we can always just pause. You know, there's wrapping papers and things and parties and things to do. But this is your chance to just like press pause on those things for a few minutes and just land in the idea of What would when would you feel like you were enough? What do you need? What and it should think of it like trying to tune into an internal feeling versus an external acquisition. So when I think about this, I think about and I can so see it in my previous versions of myself. I like to think every day is a new version of me because I wake up, I go, whoo, a new day, hooray. What's the version of me that will come today? But sometimes we get stuck in a version of ourselves. And that version, I know I have previous versions of myself that constantly acted in a way that was looking for something from someone outside of me. And, we could put label, maybe it was approval, maybe it was love, maybe it was attention. I don't know. But it's had that kind of energy, like, tell me that I'm a good person, or tell me that I'm lovable, or tell me that I am this or that or the other thing. And even when I had, this is interesting, even when I had it or someone said it still wasn't enough. And I don't know if you've noticed that tendency for yourself or even anyone you know, that sometimes when you have the thing you're looking for from the outside, you're still looking for it. You're still trying to find it in other places. And that can make you pause and think, well, but you have it. Why wasn't that what you needed? Why wasn't that enough? Did it not come in the way you needed it? Did it not come how you expected it? Was it not delivered in exactly the right way? I know this person, this just came into me, this person who did something kind for me. And he was an older person, quite a bit older, like dad aged older. No, it wasn't my dad, it was somebody else. And he did something quite kind and generous and thanked him profusely. But every single time I saw him, it was never enough to be thankful. It's like, how much thankfulness do you want from me for this? Perhaps I should just give this thing back because what do you want from me? When is it enough? When is it enough? So, and when would you know if you had it? If you had the thing that you were looking for? Sometimes the thing we're looking for is so undefined, we don't know when we've got it because we haven't sat to think about what it is. This is a great time of year to have these thoughts. No resolutions required. No New Year's resolutions required, and no completion of the thought cycle required. This can just be a seed that you plant, and you start to maybe notice where you feel like you want something and you feel like you're not getting it, or that it's not enough of what you want. So we have this interesting invisible script that we, this invisible script, it feels like an invisible script if we have this undercurrent of this bigger, better, faster, more, And we have come to the world the way we are because we have this improvements. Like we can see the way things can be better. And I'm not dissing that at all. But sometimes in looking for the way things can be better, we lose sight of the how good things are. We lose sight of what is working just fine right now. I remember I had have an ex and he had a book. He was in sales and he had a book that it said something along the lines, if it ain't broke, we have these saying, if it's not broke, don't, if it's not broken, don't fix it, something along that lines. His was, if it's not broken, you should break it. I was thinking, why would I do that? It's working just fine, right? Look, if you're on the video, I'm drinking out of my Christmas mug. My mom made this for me. Thanks, Mom. Yeah, thanks, Mom. More is our default setting. It's funny, isn't it? When you stop and think about when you really pause to watch how you operate in the world, not to give yourself a hard time, like psh, don't give yourself a hard time, friends. But more becomes a default. It does become a default setting. You know, even coaches, I need more clients. I need more social media posts. I need more energy. I need more content. You know, if you post things on social media, even if you're not in business, you're like, I need more likes. I need more clicks. I need more engagement. I need, I need, I need. But what you really need is food, shelter, and companionship, according to Ram Dass. If you don't know who Ram Dass was, he was a super cool dude. He hung out with Krishna Dass. If you don't know who Krishna Dass is, believe it or not, Krishna Dass was in the original Blue Oyster Cult before they became really famous. Luckily, he got out before they became famous, and now he's kind of a mantra rock star. Yes, he's a musician. He is amazing. I have sat at his feet, you know, thinking this guy is so cool. And here's something. So this, I know I'm a little bit off topic, but I'm running with it. So I went to a place called Kripalu in Northwest Massachusetts. This is someone who I think he's coming to my mind. This is Krishna Dass I'm talking about now, because he is in a place where he's not seeking. He's not going for the more and bigger and faster and all of this. He is so complete and solid in knowing who he is. And I'm not saying he's perfect or anything, but in comparison, that I went to spend a weekend with him and a whole bunch of other people. It wasn't just me and him. Just in case you were wondering, what about Brad? But we went to, I actually went with Brad, and we were listening to him and Sharon Salzberg. We were doing a weekend retreat on loving kindness. And I bought his book, and I was first in line to get his book signed. And I went up, and this happens to me more often than you would think. I go up to meet someone who I think is really impact, you know, they're having an impact on me. So I'm thinking they're like, I have, you know, a bit of fan stuff going on. And I went up to get my book signed, and it kind of struck me dumb for quite a few moments when he looked at me to get my book signed. He looked at me, and there's a difference between how you just kind of glance and, you know, yep. When someone actually looks at you, I felt like, oh my God, he can see my soul. That's what it felt like. But it was just because he's so present and so aware. And he was so present when he looked at me, I almost fell on the floor. And I was like, will you sign my book? So all the questions I had were completely gone out of my head. So I just kind of stood there agape, really is a good word for it. But what strikes me about that little sidebar that I just did is that he was not searching for anything. He's not searching for approval. He's not searching for more of anything. He understands his place is the wrong word. He understands his value, his contribution, his reason, his strengths and weaknesses. I mean, it was funny because it was a weekend retreat. So, you know, morning sessions, afternoon sessions. We would never see him till after lunch because he said, look, I don't do mornings. You can spend mornings with Sharon. I'll see you in the afternoon. No apologies. Just like, this is the way I am. And I have such respect for that. You know, he didn't feel the need to be a people pleaser. He knew that he could give us his best when he was at his best. So I have more stories about chasing the ever, ever elusive more, the lie of more. And If you think about your sense of worth depending on more, does that ever give you a chance to rest or be present or stop running around? I don't think so, right? We're going to go to our first break, my friend. And so get yourself a little eggnog if you partake. Oatnog is my jam. Maybe a little hot cocoa. It's a wintry wonderland here in Toronto. And while you're at it, don't forget to pop over and perhaps share this with your favorite human being who could use a little help. And a little five-star review would be a great gift for me, my friend. So we will be right back after the break. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes. info@heatherstewart.coach, just in case you missed that. And my new website is up and working, by the way. I'm so excited, which means now you don't have to email me if you're interested in this alignment activation, because the link is on my website. It took me a little while to get my website sorted, but you know, what's the rush? There's that more when is enough, you know, I need to be able to get this done in half a day. No, you don't. So, but yes, the alignment activation, my friend, is an hour with me, free of charge, to come and have a conversation about what your enough looks like. And maybe where there is something more for you. Because even though I'm saying what's enough, I am on the personal development, constant growth train. Like I don't believe in stagnation and staying the same, but I believe in intentional as we can be, paying attention to your growth areas and what would serve you, and chasing this treadmill of validation of likes and clicks and status and, you know, the next gold medal of something. I don't know that that's necessarily serves you, because when do you get off? When do you get off, my friend? You know, what is your version of the finish line look like? And what happens when you get there? And I think it's become so addictive that we, even if we reached a finish line of approval, status, we wouldn't recognize it or feel like we could stop. I had this friend when I lived on the East Coast, and she was a runner. She did competitive races and like track and field. And she would be so focused and so intent on crossing the finish line. And this is just, it's kind of a metaphor that she would not stop when she crossed the finish line. And one time she was so focused in running that she actually ran into the wall because she was like running forward. She had crossed the finish line, but she just kept going until she hit like the side of the bleachers. So that's a good metaphor of for when you cross the finish line, if you don't know how to stop, you'll burn out. And that's hitting the wall, my friend. That is a metaphorical hitting the wall. And sometimes when we chase more and we get the thing that we want, it doesn't feel the way we wanted it to feel. It feels kind of empty, right? You can fill in the blank of whatever you want to put in the more, fill in the blank spot. But like there's business people who, and I think of there's we can blame this on big corporations, but small companies do this too. I will finally reach it when I hit this many dollars. But when they hit that many dollars, they're like, oh, then I want this many. It's almost like a gambler, right? I just want $100. If I keep playing, I can win 1,000. And then they just try, it keeps raising the bar of what would make them happy. But I think searching for happiness in that way isn't going to help you. So external validation is very addictive, but it's also kind of empty. The way that I call him KD, by the way, Krishna Das, the way that KD was already self-validated made him almost magnetic to people who wanted, it was almost like someone has an energy that you're like, what is that energy? That's so different. That's so interesting. I need to understand what that is. And it pulls you in. But finding that for yourself is more effective. So, your nervous system is wired to want acceptance and fitting in for safety. It is for safety because that's how we used to have to live, the companionship part, food, shelter, and companionship. But if you go back and listen to the Build Your Village episode, I think it was called Build Your Own Village, Create Your Own Village, then you can create the village that supports you and accepts you and doesn't, you don't constantly feel like you need to impress them. Right. And when I was an accountant back in the day, that was a little over 20 years ago now, interestingly enough, there I was accused of being an overachiever. And I know I've said this before because I remember Danielle going, what, you an overachiever? But it's interesting how even the careers that we choose in the traditional social structure are designed to keep us wanting to have more and more. And I had a woman working for me on my staff who had been with the company for a long time, and she was a bit older than me, and I was suddenly her boss. And at that time, I was like, well, why did she stay in the same job? Why wasn't she trying to get promoted? Why wasn't she trying to do something else? They're always trying to push you to improve and improve and improve, but she was perfectly happy doing what she was doing, and she didn't want anything else. She didn't want the stress. And I didn't understand that until years later, after I'd left the company, that she was perfectly happy and satisfied where she was and did not need to climb the corporate ladder to prove her worth. Now, social structures aren't really built for that. She just found that for herself. So, what would it feel like for you if you decided you just wanted less, or you wanted it to be slower, or that things were fine the way they are, and still have space for more, but not chase it? It's almost like I'm thinking of cats now. If you lived inside my head, you would you would just get confused. It's okay. It makes complete sense to me because when I'm walking down the street, when I'm walking around in the neighborhood, there's a lot of cats in our neighborhood. And I say hello to all the neighborhood cats. They get a little scratch. They get a little hello. They get a warning from me to look both ways when crossing the street. Now, some cats will come up to you and say, pet me, pet me, pet me. Some cats will say, you can chase me. You know, they're the, I'm not going to come to you. You have to come to me. And then there's some cats that run away and like, no, no, no. So when you are looking for approval, are you the cat that comes running up and says, please hug me, please love me? Are you the cat that's like, I'm good enough already, but you may come over and pet me if you choose? Or are you the cat that runs away and says, no, 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 don't pay any attention to me. I'd rather just be invisible. None of them, all the cats are beautiful cats. There's none of them are good or bad, right? But it's an interesting perspective of looking at how, when you're interacting with people, do you chase approval? Do you allow approval to come to you? Because you don't need it, but you don't mind having it. It's kind of nice to have, you know, I'll totally admit it. I love when my husband says I'm amazing. And, you know, I was just talking with Danielle. I am an artist as well. And I hung pretty much all of my paintings in an art studio, not in an art studio, in a coffee shop in my neighborhood recently. And I didn't mind that everybody was going, wow, these paintings are so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But I wasn't trying to chase. Do you like my paintings? Can you give me, you know, some thumbs up? I just said, thank you. We're also not sometimes all that great at accepting the praise that we're looking for, are we? Is that because we think that if we, tall poppy syndrome, if people notice us, we'll get our heads chopped off? Careful what you wish for. Don't draw attention to yourself. Don't get too big for your britches. Is being confident and sure and complete in yourself being too big for your britches? I don't think so. I think that's you fitting into your britches just perfectly. Just perfectly. And think about, are you seeking that applause? Whatever form that takes for you. That's not bad. It's only bad if it compromises you being you. And I'm not, bad's the wrong word. It's only less helpful for you if it compromises you being fully you, right? And I understand sometimes we're in new situations and it feels dangerous. I do this. I'm still shy. I'm still a shy person sometimes. If it feels dangerous, I am trying to figure out subconsciously or consciously now, because I pay attention to what I'm doing, that I'm trying to figure out how to be in that group so that they think I belong there. But what's interesting is because I notice that, and I notice that that's a programming of acceptance and safety, that I can derail it. I can say, okay, Heather, it's okay. You're safe here. There's nothing that's going to happen to you here. So you can feel comfortable just being you. So if I feel like just sitting down and observing instead of trying to engage in a conversation, I'll sit down and observe. If I feel like I want to talk to someone, I will go over and talk to them. My old self would try to find somebody who is very outgoing and stand next to them and let them, you know, almost be like my protectors. Like, I'm going to stand next to this outgoing person because they will start talking to people and I can just kind of stay next to them and absorb their energy by association and get that approval by association because I'm standing next to them. Oh, now you know my secret. I don't really have any secrets. But when you go into these new situations, it's so fascinating to see how we go back to almost to like our high school strategies for survival, isn't it? Oh my goodness. But Finding your value is such an internal thing versus an external thing. You know, no matter how many trophies you win, no matter how many accolades you get, no matter how much people shower you, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. You can dine on it for weeks. You can, you know, go back and revisit that memory as much as you want. But the further away you get from it, the less full it feels. So to find that validation and acceptance, I think of this as acceptance. Acceptance. Accept yourself as your awesome self, who always has room for more, but doesn't have to chase it, right? You are not a problem to be solved, my friend, because you're already enough. Oh my goodness, it's time for another break. Mic drop. By the way, we're going on another break. So, but stay tuned. I still have some thoughts because this is a big one for me. This is a lifelong journey. This one has taken me a while to get where I am, and I continue to work on it. So I'm speaking to you from a place of, yeah, I getcha. I got it. I know. So, if you didn't have time to give this 5-star review, like, subscribe, share, all those things that they tell you to do or ask you to do, I would love if you would do that. We are going on to our break. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. We will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
So I was listening to the ads, and so interesting, right? Illuminate Your Worth. Isn't that what we're talking about right now? What a great name for a podcast. And yes, my friend, you are worthy. No matter what anybody said to you ever in your whole life, even, you know, the bully down the block, none of that is true. You exist, and that makes you worthy. Everyone else is worthy too, even the people who drive you crazy. I was having a conversation with my spirit guides. Yes, I was having a conversation with my spirit guides recently about a friendship recently that has ended. And it didn't end in the nicest possible way. And a former version of me would have done a lot to try and rescue this friendship, to try and make the circumstances different than they were, to try and make this person understand something. But the current version of me said, well, This is her choice. And I'm going to respect that choice that she has made, even if what she's trying to do is to force me to act in a different way. You know, it's like this, you know, game of puppets or something. It's like, if I do this, can I get you to do this? Kind of thought that was going through my head. So I was having a conversation with my spirit friends, and I was asking them, you know, has this friendship run its course? And the answer was yes. And I was asking them, was this friendship to teach me something? And the answer was, well, of course it was, Heather. They're not sarcastic. I'm just being sarcastic. They're very kind and loving. And I realized that this friendship that I had has taught me a number of things. It has taken me through a number of different iterations of things that I've been learning, and it has changed me immensely. And that's finished. I guess I passed. Okay, check. Lesson learned. Let's get her to the next one. So if you stopped chasing and striving and trying to fix something that's finished, or fix something that isn't serving you, right? It's like, why are you fixing the coffee maker if you don't drink coffee? I don't drink coffee. That's why that popped into my head. Why do you need to fix this? You're not broken, but is there something in your life that you're striving to fix or striving to change or make different that doesn't really serve you? You know, you don't add worth to anything by striving. And what if enough was an energy or a frequency or a feeling, if you like the word feeling, instead of a finish line, instead of a box ticked? Instead of saying, I ticked this box, that means I'm worthy. What if it's just the energy of feeling, yes, I am worthy, and I already know that I'm worthy? That's a very different way to approach it, right? And it doesn't mean, like, right now, I can say most days, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I feel good. Everybody in the world loves me or not, I know that I am worthy and that I'm amazing. And I also know there's more. There's more, 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 more. And the more for me is exciting because I'm not doing it for external reasons. I'm doing it because the more for me are things that I find interesting and exciting, and I'm curious, and I love exploring. Not because it has to be something for someone else. I remember at one point, my mother-in-law, she passed this year, but this was early, early on. I was said something about it. I wanted to have an art studio, and she said, why? I said, so I can paint. Well, what are you going to do with that? Like, and I understand it's a generational thing. It's almost because of, you know, she grew up in the Depression. It's like, well, painting, you know, that's not productive. Like, why would you do something unproductive? So it's trying to explain an entirely different head state of, I'm doing it something because it makes me feel good. It doesn't have to make you feel good. So when you're thinking about the things that light you up and that you're curious about and you're excited about and make you your energy, your frequency rise, you feel good. Like, just feeling good is a frequency. Just feeling good is a great place to live. Abraham Hicks calls it the vortex, getting into the vortex. So doing the things that make you feel good, make you feel happy, that's going to raise your frequency, and that's going to move you into more of the I am enough energy. Because when you're happy, You're not in that space of, oh, I don't have everything I need. Like, even when I say that, you can feel like I just dropped down into that, right? So, oh, I don't have this. Well, I do have this. So stop. If you can stop chasing something, who would you be? There's a good question. If you stopped chasing and striving and fixing, who would you be? And if that's hard, think about what's already working in your life. So when I take people through the alignment activation, it's not all about looking at what's not working because that doesn't really serve. I want to look at what is working as well. I want to look at what's working, talk to you about what's working, why it's working, how it's working. What is it about it that makes it feel good, right? Because there are things in your life that are working, even when it feels like you're in the shitter, just to put it very bluntly. And you want to, you, how am I going to say this? Sorry. I'm just forming a thought in my head. Sometimes the thoughts get jumbled together. So think about social media, status, the influencers of today, they get knocked off their pedestals by the latest rumors or the latest scandals, So they're trying so hard to get approval. They're doing all of these things to get approval, and then poof, something happens and they're out of approval, and then boom, they're approved of again, and it's up and down and up and down. But status doesn't come from that influencing or from all of your likes. It comes from being stable. Comes from being stable, like your enoughness will come from being stable in yourself. Feeling like you are that completeness that you are. You become magnetic, like I was saying about Katie Krishnadas. You become magnetic when you're no longer desperate. This is a funny story I'm going to tell you. Do I have time? Oh yeah, I got time. So this was, I'm going to say this was 30 years ago. This was a long time ago. I was at a party. And there was a whole bunch of people there that I knew. There was a whole bunch of people I didn't know. And I remember this one guy. And he was single. And the ladies that I was talking to had come up with this phrase called the stench. And I mean, the poor guy, like he was single and he really, really wanted companionship. But he was so desperate to have a girlfriend that it's almost like that was his whole energy of desperation. And we called it the stench. You don't want a guy who has the stench because he's not going to be himself. He's going to try everything to convince you that he's the best guy in the world. And that's not what kind of relationship you want. You want a guy or a partner, a companion who is already knows their worth and is stable because stability is such a powerful place to operate from that you're the relationships that you build from stability, obviously, duh, more stable, right? So if he has this desperation energy about him, he was actually repelling the people who he may have connected with if he could have just been calm and already have his worth inside of him. So when we reclaim our power to trust ourselves, what would the world look like if we all worked from enoughness, right? There'd be no need to stomp all over everybody and talk louder and look at me and I'm going to do this because this is how I'll get the most clicks and I'm going to do this because this is how I'll get the most likes. If I see one more tractor advertisement with a woman in a bikini that has nothing to do with the tractor, don't ask me why I'm getting tractor ads. I'm just like, what is this woman doing? Why is she having to advertise this tractor? do the men think that if they get a tractor, they'll get a woman in a bikini? Like, what is up with that? So that's my little side rant. But seriously, if you were enough, if you came from a place of enough, you wouldn't have to do all the singing and dancing to draw in the right people and circumstances for you. You would be magnetic to the things in your life that will make you happy, curious, aligned, uplifted, excited. Imagine that. I have one more thought for you, probably, unless I go on another tangent, but we're going to go for our final break. Stay tuned. Don't go away just yet. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
You know, time passes pretty quickly, doesn't it? I'm just thinking, wow, that's another episode. Boom, gone like that. And when I teach, so I teach chair yoga and I teach a fusion of yoga and Tai Chi. And I teach these every week online, by the way. If you want to know, just send me a message. And often my students will say to me, can you teach what you taught last class? And I say, no, I can't. And it's not because I've lost the ability to, but I actually don't remember what I taught. And it's not because of my memory, it's just because when I'm in that zone of teaching or talking about something I'm interested in or passionate about, the thing that it just flows out of me and time goes by. And one of my students who's been a student a long time, he always says, that went so fast. I'm like, I know. How did an hour go by just like that? Right? So this is all to say, let's come into presence. We're going to anchor ourselves in peace and enoughness. We're going to have a permission slip for, you know, we're almost in 2026. Who remembers Y2K when we all said the world's going to end? Oh my God. 26 years ago. So this is a holiday season. I know Y2K. So funny. I went to a New Year's Eve party. I flew to Halifax for a New Year's Eve party. Because I said, well, if the world's going to end, I might as well be somewhere fun, right? And we watched New Year's Eve unroll across the globe, starting in Australia, and nothing happened. But we had a really good party. So it is the holidays again. And whatever you celebrate, give yourself a gift, right? Give yourself the thing that you've always wanted for, always, always, always wanted. And I'm going to guess it's some version of to know without a doubt or hesitation that you're already enough just the way you are. You don't have to perform. There's no production. You are just present. And love, in mad, crazy love with yourself. Right? Now that might be hard. That might feel hard. I'd like to say, this might be when I use a should. I feel like it shouldn't be hard, but I do understand that it can be hard. So last week I had a dream. You know, if you've been listening, that I have crazy dreams. This one was very unusual. I dreamt that I was going to die. I dreamt that I had something terminal. I don't know what it was. And I was not happy, if you can imagine. I was like, what the heck? I have to live to 130. I have things that I want to do. And what was really upsetting for me in this dream was I had to tell my parents. Like, I found that more upsetting than the fact that I was going to die, that I had to tell my parents. And I don't have any explanations for any of that. But when I woke up, I felt a little bit like Prince Gotama, who is the guy who became the Buddha. And I was like, wow, I know I'm going to die. Okay, so what if I just lived like it was already, I was already enough. I was already fine. I was already exactly who I needed to be and how I needed to be. And I let everything else be the sprinkles and the cherry on top. And I'm not saying, you know, that you need to have a dream that you're going to die for this to happen. But oh my goodness, it was an interesting energy to shift into that knowing space of, this isn't what I want. This isn't what I want. This isn't what I want. But okay, with that, what am I going to do with that? So what if you lived this week, my friends? Between Christmas and New Year's, you've got some time. If you already had what you needed, if you already were who you needed to be, and not because you're giving up, but because you finally realized that you were awesome. Not because you were like, you know, you're not throwing up your hands. You're just saying, no, I'm really good. I'm really good as this person that I am. And I get to have more cherries on top, as many as you want. So during this week between Christmas and New Year's, when a lot of things aren't happening besides parties and celebrations, maybe you can take some quiet time for yourself. Maybe you can share this with someone who you think could use it. And if you like journaling, I mean, you can journal things like, where am I still chasing more? Where are you still chasing more? Where it might not serve you to chase that more. And stopping can give you just this sigh of relief. You can just go, yeah, okay, I'm good. Or what already feels like it's enough? Right? What already feels like enough? And you don't need to keep striving on that front. I hit that when I, you know, was an accountant. I'm like, this is enough. I'm done. I'm done with accounting. When I was a marathoner, I crossed the finish line at my last marathon and I went, that's enough. I'm done. I'm good. I don't need to prove anything now. You know, I've done what I wanted to do and I'm moving on. If it's, or maybe it's a relationship, it can be a job, it can be it can be anything of the enoughness, right? Okay, I'm good. I'm not having fun anymore. I'm stopping. You could ask yourself, when will you stop trying to prove something? But who are you when you stop trying to prove something? Stop proving to people that you are an amazing human being. And accept that you already are. Who would that be? What would that feel like? You don't have to write it down. You could just kind of feel into it and contemplate it. Stare out the window at your favorite tree and daydream about who are you when you stop trying to prove who you are. Because I know deep down that I am enough. I know deep down that you are enough. And I would love, love my gift for you, if I could send this over to you for the holidays, would be for you to find your gift inside of yourself that you are enough. If you want to chat more with me, my friend, go over to my website, heatherstewart.coach. You can find me there now. Click all the clicks. I'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.